Nolte, working class hero Bruce Springsteen under fire for $4,300 ticket prices. By John Nolte on July 25, 2022. Bruce Springsteen does not care about you, writes NJ.com, an outlet straight out of Springsteen's home state. The complaint is over the ticket pricing for Springsteen's upcoming 2023 tour. Tickets went on sale Wednesday, and floor seats have been going for as high as $4,300. Standing room only seats have been priced at $1,125. These insane costs are the fault of Ticketmaster's market priced system, which prices tickets not on a flat fee but based on demand. The higher the demand, the higher the ticket cost. This isn't the first time working class hero Springsteen has fronted a show with tickets costing more than many working class people bring home in a week. Back in 2017, Springsteen on Broadway tickets climbed as high as $850 each. All these left-wing musicians want social change, but one thing they won't do is band together to end the Ticketmaster monopoly, which has been screwing their fans for decades. As the NJ.com article points out, it would not be difficult at all for the boss to circumvent these vultures as a means of showing his fans a little respect and gratitude for making him a billionaire. It is exceedingly clear that Bruce Springsteen does not care how much a given fan spends to see him play. If he did care, the rock icon who recently sold the rights to his publishing catalog for a cool $500 million, and whose concert tours typically rake in around $200 million at the box office, would refuse to work with Ticketmaster, finance the shows himself, buy permits to use unoccupied fields across America and set a ticket price he alone could control. He'd call it Bruce stock or something and pocket considerably less from the fans who'd supported him for half a century. The great irony is that just before the 09 Ticketmaster, Live Nation, merger, Springsteen and his longtime manager John Landau condemned the move in an open letter, saying it would be returning us to a near-monopoly situation in music ticketing, as they also railed against Ticketmaster directing their fans to a secondary site to purchase seats for inflated prices. Honestly, how much more money does Bruce Springsteen need? How many more private planes does he require? How much better can he live and eat? These left-wing artists have the power to bring about change, to muscle Ticketmaster into not royally screwing their fans, but they refuse to do it. The fact they do not fight back on our behalf is a choice based on greed and status, and ego. It must do the ego tremendous good to know someone's willing to pay $4,300 to listen to you sing for a few hours. The working class hero has become an insufferable, out-of-touch elitist holding concerts that only his fellow elitists can afford. He doesn't want Joe Sixpack, who probably voted for Trump, at his concert. Instead, he wants Joe Scarborough and John Meacham. How gross. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.